Welcome. This is my most personal meditation you will ever hear. I'm going to be raw and vulnerable with you because if I can't be that way with you, these meditations will be a total disconnect. So as you know, over the past few weeks, my daughter had this limp and we finally went in for blood work and we found out that it's actually not a virus, but she has childhood leukemia. As you can imagine, as a parent, your heart is torn out and you lose your mind. So that night, my wife and I, we took my daughter to the ER and she was admitted to the Phoenix Children's Hospital. And what was most painful and terrifying about it all is just the uncertainty. Why is my daughter limping? Why is it not going away? Why does her leg hurt so much? Why is she pale? That's why we finally took her in for blood work. And then she took a nap because she's only three. And after she woke up from her nap, she was a mess. And my wife said, something's not right. But we held out hope that the pediatrician would call us, look at the results of her blood work, say there's nothing to worry about, all is good, enjoy your weekend. So we waited and we waited. Finally, the call. The doctor said he was afraid there were worrisome things in her blood, and he advised us to go to the ER that night. I'll never forget the calmness of the pediatrician, the kindness, the willingness to answer our questions over and over and over. And I asked the doctor, is this treatable? He said some forms of leukemia have over a 95% rate of cure. It turns out my daughter does have that form of leukemia that is very treatable. We don't have all the test results, and I don't want to get ahead of myself right now. But 24 hours after receiving the worst news of my life, we received news that we actually do have a path to healing. She will require intense chemotherapy for several months and then ongoing chemotherapy for a few years. When the doctor laid out this path to healing, my wife and I felt like we could take a breath, that we can do this. We can walk our daughter down this path. Sometimes we'll probably need to hold her down this path, but we can get through this. And I actually felt a kind of joy that I've never felt before to know that modern medicine has an answer for her type of cancer. So I'm here with you on this meditation journey. I'm sure some days will be really celebratory and some days I'll be worried and my nerves will be raw. And I'm not going to pretend to be Mr. Meditation Man. I'm just going to be super vulnerable and I hope you'll stay on this journey with me. And sometimes I might cry. I realize there's no crying on the meditation apps like Headspace or Calm. But please know the overarching message that I've been learning over these past few days and that I want to share with you. I was not really awake before. I thought I was awake. I told you I was awake. Until you see your three-year-old turning pale, knowing there's something inside of her that could consume her, I never knew what it was to be really, truly awake. In the morning after we checked my daughter into the hospital, I actually woke up at home. Because of COVID, they only allow one adult in the hospital room, so I have to sleep at home. I walked outside of my house to get in my car to go to the hospital and trade off with my wife. And actually, we're telling my daughter it's a doctor hotel, not a hospital. And I saw all these people outside my house on the street, just drinking their coffee, enjoying their morning. And I was like, man, to just be able to walk down the street, drink your coffee, and enjoy your morning. Ugh, wouldn't that be nice? But 8 or so hours later, we had this meeting with the doctors. They told us, you can get through this. Here's the path forward. And like I said, I was filled with a joy that I never felt on my morning walks with coffee. So I want to ask you today for a favor. If there's a moment today when you find yourself falling asleep in your mind, complaining about the stuff that we all complain about, can you wake up for my daughter? Can you think of her and send her your strength and your love? And trust me, she'll fire it right back at you. She got her port inserted into her body today where she gets the chemo. And you can only imagine what she's going to say, like, what the heck is this thing inside of my body where they're inserting tubes? And we're going to tell her that's where she's getting her superpowers inserted. And waking up is the ultimate superpower. The deepest appreciation that you get to take this breath right here, right now. No mantra today. No centering thought. Can we just be present together? For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to wake up. Do it for my daughter, please. In just a few minutes, I'll be back. Thank you. coming back to the moment. I know that was probably not what you had in mind for your daily meditation, but hey, gotta keep it real. Life is filled with challenges, especially right now. And my friend Josh gave me some advice. He said it's really helpful to plug into your community. So you who are listening, I consider you my really heartfelt community. I appreciate you listening. I'll see you tomorrow. Peace.